Daf Kuf Nin Hey. I figured we get to halfway through the Amud here in Itmar, because the last sugya from Amud Beis went deep into this next daf. It's only a few lines, it's easy part, but I figured a new topic. Let's begin around 8 lines down, Itmar. So the Gemara says, "Katan me'emasai mocher benichsei aviv." A minor who sells his father's property. From what point is the sale considered a good sale? How old does he have to be for the sale to be good? So just look at Rashi from Rashbam rather for some clarification. Rashbam says the last 4 narrow lines, Katan hayoresh nichse aviv shemes, a child inherits his father's property after the father dies. Me'emasai mocher benichse aviv. At what age is the sale going to be a good sale? So Rashbam explains, we're talking about bekarkaosav v'teve mechirasa mechir. Talking about selling land. Because the ilugave metaltim, when it comes to movable objects, the Gemara, the Mishnah tells in Gittin, daf nun tes, ha-pu'utos mekka mekach u'memkar memkar b'metaltim. The Gemara talks about how they would decide whether a child has a certain das to sell metaltlin, and the Gemara concludes whatever that test is, it's mefarshin hasan. They explain there it's around the age kvar shis, kvar sheva, 6 or 7 years old, shakol echa lefum churfo. Depending on the sharpness of each individual, that's all when it comes to metaltlin. And the reason why, mishum kidei chayev takinu le rabbanim b'metaltlin, in order for a child to be able to make some money, parnasa, to live, to have food, if his parents aren't helping him, Chacham allowed him to sell, you know, go door to door, selling sneakers, selling chocolate, selling something to make money, to have a mechira l'mizonosav, to help support himself. Abal b'mekarkar lo, when a person sells land, you're not selling land to make parnasa, you're selling land to make money. To make real money. So that they didn't allow at the age of 6 and 7. 6 and 7 is just a heter for metaltlin. So the Gemara here wants to know, how old does a child have to be for the sale to be good sale on karka? So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Rav Nachman ben Shmon Esrei Shana, 18 years old, and Rashbam adds v'yom echad, one day, 18 years old in a day. And Rav Huna Bar Chidina Amar Rav Nachman, they call Rav Nachman differently, mi ben Esrei Shana, they have to be the age of 20. So it's not quite a cut then. One would thought 13 years old would be sufficient, but the Gemara here is 18 and 20 is the age when we trust, because you're selling land, you could really make a mistake. Even if you have das, to deal with real estate, you have to be a little bit more wiser in business. So they wait to the age of 18 and 20 before karka is considered a good sale. So the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara asks a question as follows now. It says, Masir of Zera, Zera asks a question, Ma'isa b'nei Brak, there's once a story in b'nei Brak, Be'echad shemachar b'nichsei aviv, a person sold his father's property. Umes, now that individual died, the child died. Ubo b'nei mishpach, all his relatives came along. Ve'irai lomer katan haya b'shas misa. They wanted to take all the property back from the lekuchos who bought it from this katan. So the relative said, you guys couldn't have bought it from our cousin. He was a katan when he sold the property. So ubo v'shalu es Rabbi Kiva malabotka. Are you able to open up the kever and see how old he looked? Based on whatever is preserved, check whether he was 18, 20, whatever age he was, 16 when he sold it, and then see you could get the property back or not. And Amar Lahem, Rabbi Kiva says, Iatam Rasham Lanavlo, you're not allowed to be Manava the Mace, to open up the kever to take a look how old he is. That's Usr. The Ode. Moreover, Simanim Lasun Lishanos Lacharisa. There are no signs to check after it dies. Very quickly, the body starts decomposing. You're not going to be able to tell, recognize the face, the Simanim you can't recognize. There is no way to bring proof from this. So that was the Maisa Shehayah. How does this impact our case of 18 years versus 20 years? So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, Leman the Damar Ben Shmon Esrei Shana. The one who holds that 18 years old is the age a person could sell karka. So this all makes sense. Why does this make sense? Because Hainu Dekaasuv Amrule Ma'u Lebodka. That's why they asked Rabbi Kiva that whether they could be Bodek, this child. So look at the Rashbam on the top of Amr Beis. Hainu Da'amru Le Ma'u Lebodka She'im Lo Yimtsu Basaros. If there's no hair in the body, so Yachziku Kikatan Ad Esem Kid Mefarish Vazil. So if there's no hair on the body, so then we could assume that the child is a katan until he reaches the age of 20. But if there are saros, so then the question we're being bodek here is, were bodek for shtei saros or not? They know the age, had the birth certificate, but was he have shtei saros? Was that part of the maturity? Was he old enough? So if there's shtei saros, so then we know he's 18 years old, he's got shtei saros, so it's a good sale. But if there are no shtei saros, so then he's not going to be an 18-year-old. Even if he was 18, he doesn't have the din of a gadol until he reach the age of 20. So again, an 18-year-old with shtei saros is vade considered gadol. But he doesn't have shtei saros, he needs to wait to the age of 20, And then 20 tells us, we'll see in a second, he's a saris. A saris is a person who can't, he doesn't go through puberty. So at the age of 20, we consider a gadol even without shtei saros. So at 18 years old, it could be a good test. If there's shtei saros, he's a gadol. If they're not shtei saros, he does not have the din of the gadol even though he's 18. That's the shaila, yeah.
When you come to character, aren't they dealing with documents? I mean, it's not just something.
No, there are documents, but the question is whether he had the ability. The Gemara says he has to be 18 before he's allowed to sell it. If an 8-year-old writes a star and signs his name, it doesn't mean anything.
Bar mitzvah. Yeah, it's almost like he's about the army.
Yeah, but the din here is 18. I know it's 13. We normally assume 13, but here the Gemara says 18 is the year or 20 is the age we allow someone to sell karka.
I think he's saying Shtesar is not going to know when you... He could have Shtei Saros by the time he was 13.
Granted, that's fine. But if we know he's 13, we know his age. Age we know. We're not going to look, you can't look at a guy how old he is. Everyone looks differently. We know his age. The question is whether Shtei Saros were there or not, and that's really what we're trying to be bodek here. So Shtei Saros without 18 certainly isn't good enough. And we also don't know what level, how they matured back then versus now. Things always change. So that all makes sense according to this, if it's 18 years old. And just look at the rest of that Rashbam, two lines down. V'davka l'inyan limchor b'nichsei aviv tarte ba'inan. Only with regard to selling the father's property are you able to, do you require two things? Shmones v'shana, you need the age of 18. V'saros, you need the shtei saros. Aval l'inyan onshin u'mitzos ha'b'me'ben yidgim v'shana chashiv gadol imhevi shavos. We know all other halachas, 13 years old, plus shtei saros, has the din of a gadol, the gavi onshin, the gavi everything else in mitzvos, it's 13. This is the one exception. So then the Gemara says, Ela yamris mi ben esrim, if you assume that he's 20 years old, and that's the age he's allowed to sell it, kibad kule mai hava. So what are you going to check for? Because the halach is, as we're about to see, I'll just say this outside, when a person reaches the age of 20, whether or not he has shtei saros or not, he's a gadol. He's a gadol when he reaches the age of 20. So what are you going to check? You know his age. Shtei Saros, not Shtei Saros, he was definitely a gadol. What are you being bodek here? So it must be the fact that they suggested to being bodek, it must be 18 years old with the age of Paskin that he's allowed to sell it. 18 plus Shtei Saros. So that's the Gemara at Kasha. The Gemara says, well, what are you going to be bodek? If the guy is 20 years old, so and you don't find Shtei Saros, you can't claim that he's a katan, because V'hatanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yevamos, that Ben Esim Shelo Hevi Shtei Saros, Yavir Raya Shu Ben Esim. A child who's, or an adult, a person who's 20 years old, and he doesn't have Shtei Saros, you bring me his birth certificate, bring me a raya when he was born, prove that he's 20 years old. Who has Saros? He's what's called a Saros. And a Saros is a person who doesn't have the ability to mature, whatever the biological problem there is. So he's not allowed to do chalitza, nor could he do yibum. Now, the reason why it's mentioned there in Mishnah Yevamos is because let's say a person, Reuven, dies without any children. So his brother Shimon could be Meyabim, his wife, become Tachas Aviv, Tachas Achiv. So the problem is, if he's not able to have children, then he can't continue that legacy. So Asaris, the Gemara tells us that he's not able to have children. That's part of his biological makeup. So there's no point in Yibum. Yibum is going to have a Raios with one's sister-in-law. And once there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza either, because Chalitza only exists when there's Yibum. But either way, we come from this, a Saros is a 20-year-old who doesn't have Shtei Saros. So you know this person who died, if he's 20 years old and you want to be bodek him in the kever, whether he has Shtei Saros or not Shtei Saros, we don't care. Because once you reach the age of 20, everyone's a gadol. Everyone agrees. So it must be, if we're bringing a proof here, the fact that they suggested to be bodek this child, it must be the 18 years old is the age, because Shtei Saros would make a difference whether he's a gadol or not. So the Gemara says, you can't bring me a raya from here. Lav itmar Allah, was it not said on this Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav, v'hu shenolda bo simane Saros. It's not just simply a person, it reaches the age of 20 without any Saros, makes him a Saros. There's other indications that he's Saros. It could be about, the Gemara says, his voice, and other types of things. I remember all the different other simanim, that he's a saris, he speaks in a different way, he acts in a different way. There are other simanim saris. If the only simon saris he has is no hair, that's not a raya. You need all the other ones. So here, this is a situation where this child did not have the other simanim saris. He didn't have whatever the voice, whatever the other attributes were. He just didn't have shtei saros. That's not enough to render a person a saris. So therefore, you are able to check. What?
But whether he is the Saris or not, he's 20 and his sail is the sail.
His sail. No, his sail is not. He's only a gadol. We only make a 20-year-old a gadol if he's a Saris. If he's not a Saris, but he just doesn't have Shei Saros, he's very late in puberty, then he's a katan until he gets a Shei Saros. It could be 25, 30, 35.
Oh, really?
As long as he doesn't have the other Simani Saros, he looks like a regular boy, so then he needs Shei Saros. This is only 20 years old if he's mamash Shei Saros across the board with all the various Simani Saros needed. That's what we're learning from here. So therefore, it is possible to be bodek that's such a child, to see whether they're a Shei Saros or not, telling us whether he's a gadol or not. Right now, the same exact halachas. So you can't prove from this Gemara whether the fact that he wants to be bodekim, was he an 18-year-old or was he a 20-year-old, they would both have the same halacha. You're right. So there is no proof. We've just rejected it. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava deka nami. It's also very precise. Nami dekatani vehu asaris. That has to be where he's a saris. I guess the Baisa was saying, when would you check him? Wait, this is going on which line here?
On the fourth line.
So the only time we say a 20-year-old is a gadol is only when he's mamash saris, which all with all the other simane saris. So the Gemara says v'chilo no dulo simani saris ad kama. So let's say he doesn't grow simani saris, looks like a regular boy, just very late in puberty. So at what point are we going to still call him a katan when he's 85 years old? So at what point do we call him a gadol if he doesn't grow shei saros? And the Gemara answers ad kama. Tani Rabbi Chia ad Rov Shnosov, until most of his life. Well, we don't know how long the guy is going to live to know what Rov Shnosov is. So Rashbam tells us here, about halfway down the narrow lines, Rov Shnosov is Shloshim Shisha, Lamed Vav Shanim Shein Rov Shivim. 35 is half of his age, based on what? Kidichsiv Yimei Shinosenu Bahem Shivim Shana. The regular time of a person's life span is 70 years old, so 35 is the age of gadol, according to all opinions. The Rambam writes, it's 35 years and one day. One day into the 36th year, because Yom Echad is considered a Yom Shana, it's like a year, the Gemara says, and then the Yad Ramah writes, that's 35 years plus 30 days. It reminds me of the machlokas about into the 6th hour waiting in milk and meat. Is it 5.5 hours? Is it 5 hours in a minute? So the same debate here as well. Is it a full 6 hours? Similar debate here as well. So the Gemara now says, Ki asa lakamed Rabbi Chia. The person came to Rabbi Chia, and this person, Rashbam, says, Ki asa lakamed hamisakvin yosemidai lavi saros. He was very old, and he wasn't maturing. He wasn't having shei saros. So I wanted to know. So Rabbi Chia says, if the guy is very weak, I'm a little livrick. Tell him to go work out, to build, to drink some milk, to eat the healthy foods, and to strengthen himself, because sometimes the Shei Saros are slow in coming out because he doesn't eat or act the right way, doesn't have the proper strength. V'avri, the guy is very strong. So Amar Lahu, Likosh, tell him to weaken up and lighten up, eat some junk food. I'm sure you have this sometimes where these people are too skinny, tell them to eat, candy to beef up a little bit, and other people are so heavy, you tell them to take it easy a little bit and eat some salad and some vegetables. So that's what he's saying, because sometimes a person's so strong, the strength, it knocks out the hair, says Rashbam. The hair is not able to grow. I don't know how that works with Mitzias, but the hair just doesn't come. There's no room. I don't know. The muscles are too big.
Steroids
cause the hair to fall out? Okay, so either way,
steroids shrink the testes.
Right. So it affects the testosterone. Okay. So he says that, so if he's very weak, so have him eat differently, more or less, depending where he is. The honey zimnin is simani zimnin. The honey simani, the simanim of a man, zimnin dasu machmas kichushusa, zimnin dasu machmas briusa. Sometimes the simani starts come because he's too weak, sometimes they come because he's too strong. Okay, interesting medical point. So the Gemara now says, "Ibayi lahu tochzman kilafnezman o kilachersman." So what does this mean? Says Rashbam here. The question is, "Tochzman shnas shmonasrei gufay into the 18th year, v'shnas esim into the 18th year, and he has shtei saros before he reaches his 18th birthday or 20th birthday. What's the din during that time period?" So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Rava Amar Rav Nachman tochzman kilafnezman." If it's in the middle of the Zman, then it's before the Zman. You have to reach your 18th or 20th birthday. But Rava bar Rav Shila Amar Rav Nachman Tochzman Klacherzman. In that year, in the coming into the 18th year or the 20th year, and he hevi shtei saros, then he has the din of Laacherzman. So that's machlokas had a paskin. So the Gemara says, "V'had the Rava la befeir shitmar." Rava's shita was not stated explicitly. Ela mechlala itmar. It was derived. It was inferred from the following story. Tiahi tochzmano. There's a certain person who is coming to his 18th or 20th birthday, and hevi shtei saros. Dalzil zaven nichsa. He went ahead and sold property. V'asa lekame di Rava. And then he went to Rava. He wanted to retract on this. Amalehu loasav lo klum. What he did was didn't accomplish anything. So man the chazi, person who observed this case, savar, they thought the reasoning is mishum de tochzman klif neizman, because the boy was only 17 and a little bit, or 19 and a little bit. And they thought, oh, he paskins the tochzman klif neizman. V'lohi, that was incorrect assumption. Hasam shtusa yiseirasa chazebe, tava kamashachar lehu la'avde. Rava saw that this guy was a shota. He wasn't versed in business dealings. How do you know? How do you know he was a shota in terms of business? Because the guy was busy freeing all his avadim out. Who would free their avadim for no reason without getting a payment from this? So he realized that he didn't have the das to sell. And therefore, even though he was within the tochzmano and he had shei saros, but his das clearly showed otherwise, he was a shota in the world of masamatan, and that's why it was no good. But not to bring me right that tochzmano is kilifnezman or klaachesman. They quote from a Rivash that says, what's wrong with being Meshachar Avda? We have a whole mission in Peah. We saw a couple times together how Meshachar, a person who's Mocher Kol Nechasev to his Eved Kanai, he goes free. The Eved Kanai goes free. So the Gemara, the mission doesn't say, oh, he was a Shota. It works. You can write all your property off to your Eved Kanani, and he gets to go free. The mission in Meshachar La'atma, if you hold back a light a little bit, so then the Eved Kanani doesn't go free because maybe you're holding back some of the Eved Kanani's bailus. But still, no one said it doesn't work at all when a person frees an Eved Kanani. So the Rav says is that we try to figure out why was he letting his Eved Kanani go free. If we know that the Rav loved his Eved Kanani so much, like Tavi Avdo, Rabbi Gamliel and his Rebbe and his Eved, so then we know it came from a place of Ava, so it's considered a good sale, a good freeing. But if we knew it came, he had no relationship with the Eved, he didn't love the Eved, he just let him go free, so then that clearly indicates it was done Mishum Shtus, and that's what Rav observed, that this Katan was selling the price, letting his Evadim go free, out of Shtus. Gemara now says, Shalach le'gidal bar menashe le'rava yilamdeinu rabbeinu, Rebbe had taught us, tinokes bas arba eseshana v'yom echad, a young girl who is the age of 14, yodas betiv masamatan mahu, is she able to sell things or not at her age of 14? So just clarifying the question here, the Rashbam says here, referring to Metalton, he has a Girsa Metalton, because we said when it came to Gadol, you need to be 18 or 20. But then he has a question because he says, well, Metalton, we said 6 or 7 works. The Gemara in Gittin says 6 and 7 is the case at the age you need to sell Metalton. So he says, you're not Gorish the Metalton here. See, there's a decent size Rashbam which discusses it. Either way, the Gemara says, Shalach lei, and so the response back was from Rava, Im yodas betiv masamatan, mekcha mekach, u memkara memkar. If she knows how to do business, you check her, test her out a little bit, so then it's a good sale. So then the Gemara says, why do they ask a question of tinokes? V'lishlech lei tinok. Why do they ask a shayla about a tinokes? Why not ask a shayla about a tinok, a boy? So the Gemara says, Ma'isa Shaya, Kachaya. They weren't sending a theoretical Shaila. There's a real halacha Ma'isa they sent out. What's the status of a Tinokas? V'lish lechla Tinokas, Bashda Shema Sveshan of Yom Echad. So why not send the Shaila about a 12-year-old girl as opposed to a 14-year-old girl? Gemara says, Ma'isa Shaya, Kachaya. That was a Ma'isa. A certain case happened where there's a 14-year-old girl, so they're asking about this particular Ma'isa. They weren't asking theoretical questions. So skipping the parentheses, the Gemara says, Ahu. Pachos mi ben Esther, there's once a person who's under the age of 20, and Azil Zavin Nichse Avua Kegidel Bar Menashe, and he sold all the property of his father. Also the Kamid Rava, and now he wanted to retract. So he went to Rava saying, I was a young boy at the time, could I want to, the sale wasn't a good sale. So Amr Lokrovov, his intelligent cousins, told him, what you should do is, we know Rava, how Rava works. This is how you could trick him. Zil achel tamre v'shadibay kshusi. Go eat some dates and throw like the hard part in front of him. So Abed Hachi did this. He went in front of Rav and did this. So Amalahu zvine lav zvine. his sale isn't a good sale, because he realized what he was doing was something very strange, and he said, the guy's a shota. The guy's a shota, so therefore it's not considered a good sale. So he says, undo all the different sales. So then, so when they're writing the shtar together about undoing the shtar, the one who bought it originally said, Zil Emele L'Rava, go tell Rava the following statement. They didn't tell him why he said to do this, but go tell Rava, Megillas Esther Bezuza, Shtar Demar Bezuza. So Rava's writing a document that the sale's no good, and you go back to the original child, and then the child says to Rava, Megillas Esther goes for one zuz, which is a Megillas Esther is a large Megillah, it's a large document. And what Rava writes is also cost a zuz, doesn't add up. You should be, your shtar should be much less than what a Megillas Esther goes for. So then Rava understood something. He said, Amrlei, Azil Amrlei, Amrlehuzvin. Oh, sorry, this is what they told him to do. The Kuchos told the child to go tell Rava this. So Amrlei, Amrlehu. So he says, Zvine, Zvine. So Rava says, oh, your sale was actually a good sale initially. Because he realized that he said an intelligent comment. He knows Megillas Esther, Shota wouldn't know that. So Amrlei, so then the Krove said to Rava, Lukuchos Agmirlei. No, this. Our cousin didn't know this, didn't have the Megillas Esther Zuz and Rava Shtar Zuz. The Lukuchos had told him to say this, memorize a line and say this. So he was tricked into this. Amalhu, Rava says back, Misavar Lahu Savar. And no, they said to him a Svara. And came into Misvar Lei Vesavar Miyad Yada. He really understood it. If you tell a Shota a certain Svara, logic, he's not going to chop it. Rava understood the fact that the child was able to repeat it. It wasn't just memorized. He understood what he was actually saying, and therefore the child was intelligent. And the initial sale was an initial sale. Asked, what did he do with that weird thing? He was eating dates and throwing them at Rava. He says, Ahad David Hachi Chutzpah Yaseiru Hudahava Abbe. The fact that he did that initially, and he was a bardas, clearly showed that he was a big chutzpah, and that's why he did it. The sale was considered a good sale. Interesting here of Rameir Simcha writes in Chedushim here that why they choose Megillas Esther as opposed to any other document, because Megillas Esther is the most similar to a regular shtar, and that there is no Shemos Hashem in Megillas Esther as opposed to Rus and Shir Hashem, everything else. This is the only one in the Tanakh that doesn't have Shem Hashem. That's the most closely related to a regular shtar. Rav Yaakov Emden points out, based on the Gemara in Gittin, that says that the shtaros were very expensive. It wasn't just a zuz for one shtar. They're very, very expensive. So Yaakov Emden said it must be there's a difference between the shtaros and the sofrim in Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael, perhaps they were very, very expensive, but in Bavel they were cheaper. So the Gemara here is referring to Bavel, where they were only a zuz, as opposed to Eretz Yisrael, where they were much more expensive. Okay, the Gemara now says the last few lines of the Amud here. Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua V'le'edus Eduso Edus. This whole discussion about 18 and 20 years old only had to do with selling a karka. When it came to all other lachas, like Rashbam alluded to above, 13 years old is the good enough. So when it comes to Edus, he is able to give testimony at the age of 8 at 13. So Amar Rav Ma'arma Marzucha lo Amrin Ela l'metaltle Yaval l'makakari lo. He only said this when it's coming to Edus on metaltin. Since he himself could buy and sell metaltin, he could give Edus on metaltin. When it came to karka, though, you have to be 18 to testify. Amar le Rav Ashi le Marzucha, Maishna metaltin. What's the difference? This vine is vine. How come metaltin works? Because the reason is because since he could sell metaltin, he could give Edus on metaltin. That's the answer. But since karka, he can't sell at the age of 13, he can't give Edus either. El Miata, if it all goes based on what he could buy and sell, so the mission Gittin tells us, Hadatznan, Hapuutos Mekha Mekach, Umemkar Memkar Bimetaltan. So we said above that at the age of 6 or 7, a child could sell Metaltan. So Hachanami Deidus and Edus, would we ever say then a Katan, a 6 or 7 year old, could give Edus about Metaltan? Clearly not. So we're proving from this that giving Edus has nothing to do with the ability to buy and sell things. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a technical reason. Really, Edus does depend on buying and selling, understanding Masa Matam. The only reason why we don't let a Katan give Edus on Metaltan is because, Amar Le'ahasam, Ba'ina V'omdu Shnei Anashim V'lecha. You need Shnei Anashim, two men, to be able to stand there and give testimony. Obviously, 6 and 7 year olds are not considered Anashim according to the Torah, and therefore they're not able to give Edus. Okay, we'll stop here. Mr. Hashem will pick up tomorrow.
Megillat Esther Bezuzah.